Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We got a weekend recap right now to see if things went as expected or not. Hopefully you had a great weekend. It was blazing in SoCal this weekend. Right before we kicked off the show on last Friday, Brian told us he's going through some drama with his girlfriend. He's in a long-distance relationship with his girlfriend, Jess, and she's absolutely amazing. But, bro, you got me worried, dog, and we need to know now, are you still in a relationship or is Brian single?
No, I'm still in a relationship. It's a little touch and go. I'll say
wow.
that. Only because, I mean, but listen, I think that anytime you're in a relationship of any sort, especially like a long distance one where there's extra added pressures and
right.
things.
And miscommunication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're just not around, man. It's hard to be in an argument or to be trying to like work something out where you physically can't like be in the same room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like phone calls are only, they're one thing, but then as soon as you hang up, it's like, poof, you disappear. Like, where is that person?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're working through it. I think the issues that we are working through in terms of the long distance stuff, you know, if we are able to figure it all out, it'll just make us a stronger couple,
yeah,
I think. And
absolutely.
I love her to death. She's awesome. And she's been super supportive of me. And I feel like it's just the realities of a long distance relationship, I feel like, are starting to kind of come into play about, you know, 8 months after this whole thing started.
Mm-hmm. And this all got started because she saw a girl tweeting at you,
there's this girl. Some Twitter stuff, and then I was honest about who the person was.
Which is some chick from like 7 years ago that used to mess around.
6 years ago, yeah. And then she's like, she hangs with a dude that I know in the area. She doesn't live out here. But so that led to like further discussions and further things. So then you're just kind of pulling layers back like an onion, and you're trying to figure out like, The distance is what's kind of the hardest part about that whole situation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, right now we're just talking and figuring it all out. But like any relationship, you have to communicate. So I'm optimistic about this week. I'm optimistic about, I found a lucky penny this morning.
There you go, bro.
Yeah,
so,
there you go, bro.
It's the only thing I believe in superstition-wise is my grandmother instilled in me lucky pennies. But other than that, man, I had two good comedy shows at the Flappers Comedy Club in Claremont. So
that's dope, man.
It was pretty great.
Did you talk about it? About the
No,
drama?
But I probably was a little more chippy on stage than I usually would be.
It's your release, little vent session.
I can't help it when something's like on my mind. Yeah, I'm just that kind of person, whether it be in here. In here, I try to set things aside from my personal life. But, you know, like on stage and stuff, it kind of, you get wrapped up in like the emotion, and it's only me for an hour. So whether or not you can tell that I have something behind the scenes. If you've seen before, you're probably like, "Whoa, that sounded like a little more aggressive than usual." So,
that's good. Man, I wish it works out, man. Jess is awesome. You're awesome. You've been really, really good to her. And I think it just sucks because I think a lot of things are left up to assumption and miscommunication. A lot of stuff that, you know, has gone on with you and whatever other chick or chicks was before you guys were together.
It's tricky. It's tough, tricky, you know? But people have feelings, though.
Yeah.
You know, like even if you find out things you're not a big fan of. We're not robots.
Yeah.
So yes. I expect a reaction.
Absolutely, man. So we wish you the best and we'll keep you updated on how things go with my boy Brian right here. But you're optimistic, bro. And I believe you guys are going to make it through this.
You'll do the best.
For me, man, weekend plans and expectations, basically just adulting, moving. We had the blessing of buying our first home here in SoCal, my wife, my daughter, and I. And it was absolutely amazing. It was weird, though, going to sleep there for the first time last night because we lived, imagine this, for the last, you know, 7 years or so, we lived in downtown Dallas, then Manhattan, and then downtown LA. So last night, going to sleep in the suburbs, it was so quiet.
Yeah, right?
I was like, what is going on? Like,
we need a noise machine.
Yeah. I felt like something was going to happen. You know, like the quiet before the storm.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What's going on? I felt like I needed to like find like city sounds like on like Apple Music or something.
Like just a hot car horn.
Yeah.
Like, ghost crazy.
People yelling outside. Some crazy person like, yeah!
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Honking, sirens, high speed chases. I missed them from being in downtown LA. Helicopter noise. You know what I'm saying? But it was cool, man. man, having the whole family over. Big shout out to my boy Nick, Latrice, his beautiful family, DJ Majestic, my brother George and his kids and his family. Totally saved us with the unpacking. And then Janet's like, babe, we need to childproof the house. And I am the most unhandy person you could ever meet. I am the opposite of that. My boys were clowning on me because my boy Nick and Majestic, they're like, all right, bro, bring out your tools. And it's legit a pink toolbox.
No.
With a pink hammer, pink screwdriver, because it's my wife's.
That's awesome.
So here you go, three guys trying to figure out like a little gate to put on the stairs so Ariela doesn't like climb them and stuff like that. And these like pink tools or whatnot. But it was definitely a blessing, man, to be able to do that situation.
If you need anything, you can take this soundboard over here and just have Ariela just hit like buttons on it.
Yeah? That's what I needed.
Edgar can sleep now. Yes.
Those are my lullabies right there. They're all my lullabies. Nah, man. But it was a great weekend unpacking. We're still going to unpack for days and days and days. And we have no internet.
Oh, that's...
It's like the Stone Age,
man.
You're
used to it. Remember when we first started the show, we had no internet here in the studio for like literally a month?
Your hotspot's going to run out of.
So you know how to get to cope.
And even worse, the cell phone signal at our pad sucks.
Yeah, it's bad.
Like absolutely bad. So we're legit like just not even communicating. But it works out, man, being able to just focus on unpacking, not being distracted. Coming up next, big weekend recap from my girl Chelsea right here. Did Chelsea confirm that she's not as cool as she thought? AKA, she's been trying to get BTS concert tickets since last Friday. They were selling out Staples Center left and right. And then I got this text last night from Chelsea. Hey, on Saturday, a girl from my past stole my man again. And so today I made it a mission to reclaim my bummer of a weekend by going to the BTS concert. Everything was going as planned until something shocking happened. We're about to find out. Did Chelsea confirm that she's not as cool as she thought? She's trying to get free BTS concert tickets like many of you, I bet. Sold out Fortnite, Staples Center over the weekend. And then she also said this, that on Saturday, a girl from her past stole her man again.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm fascinated to know who this man is. We've talked about so many guys.
Yeah, but they've never been her man. Yeah.
No.
They've been around.
Not at all.
You know what I'm saying? So, where do you want to start? With this chick that jacked you, or did you get tickets?
Okay, well, let me... first off, roller coaster of emotions this weekend, for sure.
Okay.
I'm going to start with BTS. So basically, I left the show on Friday with an email confirming from someone from their team, BTS's team, confirming that I had tickets for Saturday. So I was super excited, went into the weekend feeling good, because that was my mission, was to go to BTS this weekend. I woke up Saturday morning with the same person emailing me back saying, I'm so sorry, I made a huge mistake. We don't have any more tickets. I can't get you tickets.
Basically,
so,
what that means is somebody else more important asked for those tickets.
Potentially. You know what? I will. Yeah. And so I was bummed out, but I knew that I still had another day because they performed on Sunday as well.
Yes.
So I was keeping it positive. One of my, a friend that night, that day, a friend was like, hey, let's go out tonight. Let's just have fun. I'm like, okay, yeah, let's, you know, I'm not going to let this. BTS ticket debacle.
I can't imagine how you were able to pull yourself out of bed that day.
I mean, you guys, I was upset. You saw how passionate I was. I'm a big fan.
You are.
So I go out Saturday night. My friend invites me to a birthday party at this bar in Hollywood. We're having a fun time. I end up meeting this guy. So this is where I'm kind of going to go into this, the guy, the girl
situation.
Yeah,
the mystery man.
So I meet this guy. Totally hit it off. We have this like great connection. We're kind of like, we don't leave each other's side the whole night. We're just like good conversation.
Yeah.
Like he's super smart, charming, whatever. It's I'm excited about it, you know? So the end of the night comes and he's with a big group of friends and I'm with some friends and the end of the night comes and he's like, and I don't want it to end. I'm like, okay, I still want to hang out with this guy. And so he's like, we're having an after party at my house. Like you and your friends should come.
Uh-oh,
after party invite.
So I go to this after party. Same thing.
It was in the hills.
It was.
What a surprise. What a shocker.
I was going to leave that detail.
I can't believe you were hitting it off with a guy in the hills.
No, guys. Okay, so we get to this after party. Same thing. Me and this guy are hitting it off. We're having a good time. He's being a gentleman. It's a fun night, you know? Then all of a sudden, this girl shows up.
Oh, hell no.
Who is she? Put her on blast.
So here's the thing. This girl, we actually went to college together. We were in the same sorority. We were really, really good friends. And then for the last year, and we're such good friends that when she moved out here a year ago, I let her stay with me for a couple months to get on her feet, okay? But about a year ago, I decided to give our friendship sort of space because I found out that this guy I was talking to, that I was, you know, dating, talking to, she was actually hooking up with him behind my back.
Oh, hell
treachery.
No.
And the way it went down, I found out, was like actually at his birthday party. And it was like everyone, and the thing that hurt me the most is everyone at the table knew but me. So it was like one of those things where it was just like, I don't even care if you want to date this guy, fine, but like have a conversation with me and just like let me know. So it was like, it was a really upsetting thing for me, and something that like I definitely was dealing with all year. I haven't really talked to her that much. Anyway, she walks in and I'm like, okay, and we're cordial and we're fine, and so we're kind of lightly catching up. And
but everyone, you can know there's a little tension.
A little bit, yeah.
And then she walks in and this starts playing.
Seriously,
yeah, right?
Yeah. So I'm standing there with this guy I'm talking to. She's there. There's a couple other guys, a couple other girls. We're all just kind of hanging out. Well, all of a sudden, I kind of see that like she's flirting with this guy that I know about. And I'm trying not to let it bother me because I'm like, okay, whatever. But I like see them totally like, you know, flirting, and I'm like, oh, geez, like, geez, come on now. And then I like at one point, it's fine though. I'm not letting it totally get to me. But
sound
I
sound like it.
It sounds like it totally didn't bother you
at
all.
It was one of those things where I was like, really? So I end up leaving the room to go to the bathroom or something. I come back. They're making out in the corner.
No, Chelsea.
You guys.
Chelsea.
And I'm like, two times, girlfriend? Like, really? And like, she, in all fairness, she didn't know that I was necessarily into this guy. But still, it was just like, you know, it brings up all these insecurities. Like, you did it to me once. And now.
Why didn't you make a move
I'm like,
faster?
So, well,
that just says your friend's a lot easier than you are.
Okay, yeah, sure.
So you're good.
But so anyways, so okay.
So that's a wrap.
Wake up Sunday morning, I'm like feeling pretty down about it. I'm like, that was crappy. Like, why did that happen? But I'm like, okay, I'm going to reclaim my weekend. BTS, last night, tonight. You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and buy tickets. So this is what I'm like, I'm going to buy tickets, whatever. I'm a big fan. I'm going to support them.
15,000 people that went to last night's show for BTS Epicenter are like, yeah, that's what we did too.
Well, no. But you know, so anyways, so I went to go buy tickets. I'm like feeling good, you know, I'm not going to let some man and some girl get me down. So I get on, go to buy tickets on Craigslist. I've done it before. I know you have to be careful.
Oh my gosh.
I get on the phone with this guy. I'm talking to him for like a half hour.
Oh my gosh.
I make him send me a picture of him with his ID. I'm like going through the motions, like making sure everything matches up. And I'm like, I kind of have a weird feeling in my stomach, but I'm like, no, Chelsea, you're reclaiming your weekend. This is going to be a good weekend. We get to the point where I'm making the transaction. He's like, okay, cool. Let me know when it goes through. I'm like, awesome. Let's stay on the phone together so I make sure we can talk it out. I'm like, okay, transaction goes through. He goes, okay, cool. Click.
Hangs up on you.
In that moment, I go, I just got scammed. I got played so hard.
Chelsea.
And I was buying two tickets because I was buying it for a
How
friend.
How much? How much?
$300.
Oh, my God.
So I sat there and I was like, you know what?
Chelsea.
No love life. No BTS tickets. What am I doing?
Have you heard of StubHub?
Yeah.
No, but I.
No.
I mean, the ticket, there really wasn't anything left. Oh, it was completely sold out.
I was going to buy them to give them away on Twitter just to get followers.
No, because then it was a whole thing all
Chelsea,
weekend long. So that was the.
Listen, we're going to recover from this. You're here. You're good to go. It's a brand new week.
Yes.
Cool. New opportunities. Right. Go out and get them, girl. That's what I like to say.
Don't ever buy something off Craigslist.
Yeah.
But I've done it before.
And stop hanging out with that one chick.
Smart.
If you see her at a party, just leave.
Done. 97.1
AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.